The life that flourishes is not an accident. It is not something you stumble into by luck, or by good genes, or by being born into the right family. According to Psalm 1, the life that flourishes is the result of daily deliberate choices about who you walk with, what you feed your mind, and where you plant your roots. If you have ever wondered why some people seem to weather every storm with quiet strength, while others crumble at the first sign of trouble, this small but mighty psalm holds the answer. This week we walk through all 6 verses of Psalm 1 slowly, one day at a time, and honestly, it changed the way I think about my friendships, my habits, and my daily rhythms. So let's dig into it together. Psalm 1 opens with a warning wrapped in a blessing. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. That is 3 action words in a row. Walk, stand, sit. It is a picture of someone slowly settling into a lifestyle, not someone who tripped once and fell. Here is the truth I had to sit with. God cares about who we associate with, because everything we do reflects on Him. He rewards godly relationships that honor Him, and He is protective over the people He loves. This does not mean cutting off every unbeliever in your life. It means being intentional. There is a real difference between building friendships that gently point people toward the light and slowly adopting the values of a crowd that pulls you away from your purpose. Jesus called us the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Salt that loses its flavor is good for nothing. A light hidden under a bowl helps no one. We were never meant to disappear into our surroundings. We were meant to influence them. Verse 2 flips the tone from what to avoid to what to embrace. Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on it day and night. Notice the word delight. Not obligation. Not duty. Delight. There is a beautiful distinction between studying Scripture and meditating on it. Studying is the active, diligent process of examining God's Word to know Him, be transformed, and apply truth to daily life. Meditation is different. It is the practice of training your attention and awareness until your mind becomes clear, calm, and stable, filling your heart with Scripture and focusing deeply on God's Word, His works, and His character. The life that flourishes needs both. Study gives you knowledge. Meditation lets that knowledge sink deep enough to shape how you actually live. Verse 3 gives us one of the most quoted images in Scripture. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. This is the payoff verse. It ties the 2 previous verses together into a single promise. If you choose your associations wisely, and you delight in God's Word day and night, the result is a rooted, fruitful, unshaken life. And the Bible reminds us elsewhere that by their fruits you shall know them. The people we associate with, how we spend our time, and what we spend our money on all reveal the kind of person we are becoming. We hold the keys to our own destiny in a very real sense. Time is moving quickly, and drifting through life without letting God steer can lead to years spent bearing the wrong kind of fruit. Verse 4 turns the picture upside down. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. In a season where it often looks like wicked people are winning, thriving, and enjoying every comfort, this verse is a quiet but firm reminder that appearances do not last forever. Chaff has no root, no weight, and no lasting substance. Wealth, fame, and power without God will not stand the test of time. Verse 5 tells us that the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. God will separate those who delighted in His word from those who sinned and mocked. Life leads us to different places, but one place it will always lead is judgment. What matters in that moment is our relationship with Him, not our reputation, resume, or bank account. The psalm closes with the sweetest promise of all. God watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. God watches over us in every way, not just the big things. If you trust Him and let Him lead your life, He will never leave you or forsake you. He is an ever-present help in times of need. There are so many moments we might mistake His patience for a lack of care. But He is with us and for us, and His word in Psalm 1 confirms it. So take heart today. You are not walking alone. God is watching your way so that you would not stumble and fall, and that promise is ours the moment we choose to delight in Him. Here is the good news. The life that flourishes is not reserved for a select few. It is available to every single one of us, and it begins with a simple choice made over and over again. Choose who you walk with. Choose to delight in God's Word. Choose to stay rooted in Him, even when life pulls you in 100 directions. Wherever you find yourself today, plant yourself by the water and let your roots grow deep. For more encouragement in your walk with the Lord, visit walkingwiththelord.net. And for hope and wisdom in marriage and family life, visit blissfullywedded.com.